Thank you, Mr. Chair, Madam Director General, colleagues, honorable delegates. It's an honor for me to speak to you today at this 64th World Health Assembly. Two of the agenda items of this assembly are of top priority for Germany. One is the WHO reform process, which Germany explicitly supports. The other one is NCDs, the theme of this discussion. Numbers speak for themselves. NCDs killed 63% of people who died worldwide in 2008, which equals 36 million people. Almost 80% of these NCD deaths, we're speaking here about 29 million people, occurred in low and middle income countries. These are the numbers from the excellent WHO Global Status Report on Non-Communicable Diseases 2010, which was launched 2 weeks ago in Moscow. According to this report, without action, the NCD epidemic is projected to kill 52 million people annually by 2030. Colleagues, we have to confront this epidemic, and we have the instruments to do so. We collectively worked hard on the action plan and global strategy for prevention and control of NCDs. Most of us have ratified the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and last year we adopted the global strategy to reduce the harmful use of alcohol, to name but a few of these instruments. But these were key milestones for global health. Now it's our duty to implement them. A great number of diseases are avoidable with the corresponding prevention measures, which are in fact cost-effective. The German government lays out special priority for the improvement of prevention in Germany. The various initiatives and national action plans are, in part, conducted in close collaboration between the Ministry of Health and other relevant ministries. With the German National Initiative to Promote Healthy Diets and Physical Activity, for example, the federal government is seeking to make it possible for children to grow up healthier, for adults to adopt healthier lifestyles, and for everyone to enjoy a higher quality of life and greater productivity. Representative studies indicate that unbalanced nutrition and insufficient physical activity are significant problems in Germany, as in many other countries. This in turn increases the risk of non-communicable diseases. A success story I am proud to share with you is the continuous decline of smoking among young people in Germany due to tobacco control. One important measure is the prevention campaign Smoke Free on the German Federal Center for Health Education, which started in 2003. Presently, only 30% of young people between 12 and 17 years smoke. This means that from 28% in the year 2001, the percentage of smokers of the age group has more than halved. What is important to mention is also the fact that the percentage of young people who have never smoked has increased from 41% in 2001 to 68% to date. Please allow me, colleagues, to once again emphasize that Germany fully supports the reaffirmation of the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health, and the global strategy to reduce harmful use of alcohol. We encourage the implementation of these strategies as they cover the main behavioral NCD risk factors, allowing in addition for national priorities according to the country's burden of disease. In this context, the German National Cancer Plan is of particular relevance. In 2008, the cancer plan was initiated by the Federal Ministry of Health together with other important stakeholders. Currently, the focus is on developing further early detection of cancer and provision of healthcare. Quality assurance, strengthening a patient-centered approach, and research are cross-cutting issues in the cancer plan. Ladies and gentlemen, Germany explicitly welcomes the United Nations commitment to raise awareness of the importance of non-communicable diseases as an increasing global public health issue. The political momentum of this year's UN high-level meeting should be used to promote the implementation of WHO global strategy for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases and its action plan, especially in the context of health system strengthening. Thank you very much for your attention.